Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Mini Edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini is about my recipe binder system. I have shared casually about this system on social media, and there's often a lot of conversation about it and a lot of questions. And over the holidays, I had a realization about this system that compelled me to want to make it into a mini episode. So here's a little history on my system. A lot of people are surprised when they hear that I did not learn to cook or bake until after college. I mean, the reality was our childhood home was filled to overflowing with people. I'm one of seven siblings. It was a multi-generational household. We had immigrant relatives staying with us on the regular, and the kitchen was not spacious. So my mom was definitely the queen of that domain. And so after I graduated from college, I was so excited to finally eat something other than bagels. And I grew very curious about making food. And something that felt like a major signal of adulting in that phase of life was getting my first magazine subscriptions, which included Bon Appetit and Martha Stewart Living. And so began my obsession with clipping recipes. It just felt so fun and special. And also, in over 30 plus years of cooking and baking, my brain definitely prefers print to digital recipes. And so here's what I did with the recipes. Way back when, I got a big binder, like a 3 to 4 inch one, though an argument could be made for two smaller binders, one for savory, one for sweet, which I might do once my pretty ratty binder finally bites the dust. And then I also got plastic sheet protectors. These, in my opinion, are a must for protecting against inevitable splatters. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about my system and then why I love it after a quick break. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships. How to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. A couple of years ago, actually, it occurs to me it was probably during a fit of boredom during the pandemic, I realized that my binder was bursting with recipes that I had clipped over 20 years ago and never been moved enough to try. And so I took the following actions and developed the following system. First, I got ruthless about getting rid of recipes that I had not made and still had no interest in making. It felt like a fun exercising in reclaiming my plastic sleeve protectors, to be honest. And I was so pleased to be left with a really tightly curated collection of fantastic recipes. So many recipes went into the recycling, but I did hold on to some that I decided I would try to make. And that's when my new system emerged. For any recipes that remained to be tried, I put them in the front pocket of the binder. And once they were tried, and if they were deemed to be binder worthy, they would get a plastic sleeve protector. And also, as I've tried recipes over the years, I make notes, for example, the occasion for which I made a cake, what the response was, any recipe tweaks or helpful tips, etc. And here's why I love the system. And this is connected to my holiday realization. This past Christmas, I gave each member of my family a coupon for a recipe I thought they would love. And the recipes I made for Laurel and Violet were both delicious, and there were some things I wanted to annotate so I wouldn't forget when I made them again. Those recipes were, in fact, binder worthy. And as I was looking at my chicken scratch notes, I smiled. I have often joked that my recipe binder is going to be one of the most valuable things I pass on to my kids. And indeed, with the notes, the system is both a memory book and a culinary living history, as well as a recipe improvement guide. I just love it so much, so I recommend you give it a try if you like paper recipes. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at @edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.